93.9 WKYS, your boy Giovanni Zeus. Got some people in the building all the way from the West Coast.
Yo, what's up?
What y'all doing out here? Well, first of all, let's say, who are you?
Well, we are the future.
Yep.
Y'all practice that a lot.
Yeah. It's kind of like a chant thing. Yeah. You know, one of us says it and we all go for it.
And yeah. I love the name because, let's say, how old are you guys?
16.
Okay.
So I guess the name in itself is speaking something into existence, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Probably not just a big career, but probably something that you want to do for your culture, your age group, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is there something musically that you have in mind, like, you know, when it comes to people your age, like when you're writing songs, like do you write songs specifically for your age or?
Well, personally, for me, it's like I want to be able to make music that everyone can relate to.
Right.
And
right.
I think I speak for all of us when I say that.
Yeah.
Because that's what, when you have something that's universal, like that goes big.
Yeah. And so far, you know, we've done a pretty good job of doing that. Reaching out to every age, every, like, no matter who listens to it, they can relate.
Yeah.
Yeah. And our name, We The Future, is mainly our, like, genre of music. It's not something that you would hear regularly on the radio. It's, you know, it's different. And that's why, I guess, you know, we're called We The Future, because we have a futuristic sound, basically.
So almost like you guys are on the brink of an entirely new musical
thing. Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
I got you.
That's what it
is.
That's
perfect.
Yeah.
That's how you're going to live long.
Yeah.
So y'all all the way from Cali.
Yep.
Yes, I got to be honest. I haven't been west of Maryland.
Whoa.
That's where we at right now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dang.
Never been out the country.
Oh, wow.
Never been out the country.
So I really want to come to L.A. one day.
L.A. is very nice.
It's nice.
You know, it's beautiful over there.
It's very nice.
But obviously.
Over here too, though. But
you said what?
It's beautiful over here too. The whole country.
Yeah. No,
just
really
touring
nice
the whole country is beautiful.
But I look at Los Angeles on YouTube every day, dreaming. Want to go out there one day.
It's
but
awesome.
Obviously, you're here for a reason, right?
Yeah. We're here on the America's Most Wanted Tour.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you got to say that again. You got.
We are here on the America's Most Wanted Tour.
With 2 Chainz, Lil Wayne, and T.I.
Lil Wayne.
Hit
Young
Boy.
Money, Cash Money, Hit
Young
Boy,
Money.
Audio Push, G-Eazy, Adrian Broner,
all
everybody on the tour.
How does that feel? When I was 15, all I could do was just talk about nothing.
It doesn't feel real. It doesn't feel real.
Yeah, it's a dream.
We're in the Young Money dressing room, mm-hmm. chilling, and you know we'll step outside. Wayne will walk right by. T.I. will walk right by. 2 Chainz will walk right by. It's like, is this real life? It's not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's
like
crazy.
Seeing them every day is like kind of like weird.
Yeah.
It's just like.
Yeah, it's kind of it's crazy.
And so I mean, but I guess I don't know. Because I'm trying to think, if I was 15, going through what you guys are going through right now, on tour with big-name stars, how is that? Like, you like that?
It's a dream come true, man. Like,
really.
I bet.
For all of us, you know, because we all look up to them.
Mm-hmm.
And being with them every day, it's just motivational and inspirational. It's crazy. Like, when we were in the studio last night, and
mm-hmm.
I think, you know, that really inspires us being around them, seeing them on stage. That just, you know.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah.
To be able to do our thing when they're doing their thing in the same place, you know?
It's dope.
Yeah. It's crazy.
And you talk about inspiration. I can only imagine being on tour with, like, the businessman himself, Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
And
what's something that he's told you that's, like, that's stuck with you?
Well, Wayne always gives us advice every time we chill with him.
Yeah.
And I would say the most memorable thing that he told us is to stay young and just to keep doing what we're doing.
Yeah.
And just to always, like, stay in school and stuff like that.
Stay in school.
Yeah.
And always stay on point with whatever you do.
Yep, exactly.
Stay humble is a big one.
That's a big one.
That's probably one.
And the cool thing about Wayne is every time we're with him, he gives us advice.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, he's really good with that.
I can only imagine because he started off young.
Exactly.
As well.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's a blessing for you guys to be around somebody.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, he's a good role model, good teacher.
And so you mentioned school. How does that work on tour? Like,
well, it's summer right now. And we're going to be going on tour with Austin Mahone
in October.
So we'll probably be, you know.
Like homeschooled or something like that?
Get a tutor on the road.
That is really cool.
What?
That is awesome. So last question about the tour. Clearly you can see I'm like, that's like a big thing for me.
No, it's a big thing.
It's a big thing. Yeah.
We talk about it.
Is it hard to like maintain like your friendships and stuff at home? Like your
personally,
friends
I don't think so. I feel like
I don't think
we're
so
close to like all of our friends that like.
How many girlfriends y'all got? That's the big
none.
Question.
The only woman in my life is my
mom and my music.
I use that line too.
Hi, mom.
It keeps you out of trouble.
Yeah.
grandma.
But, you know, staying close with our friends, you know, we're always texting them and stuff. And, you know, when we get back to Cali, when DG goes back to Boston, like, we're going to be there soon. So, you know, we're going to see all them again. So,
yeah. And a lot of them are coming out to the shows too. Yeah. Supporting.
Yeah, a lot of support.
It's crazy. Where I'm from, like, this doesn't really, like, happen. So, us going to Boston, which is where I'm from, is like my whole like town bought tickets.
Have y'all already been back to Boston or y'all?
No, on Sunday. I've never been to Boston, so
2 days.
Dang, that's gonna be
DG's
big.
DG's gonna show us what it's like to be over there. Because I've never been there.
It's gonna be so exciting. If I went to Boston, what should I eat? Keep in mind,
lobster.
Don't look at me weird Boston when I market. Say this. Lobster. I'm allergic to dairy and I'm allergic to seafood.
Oh,
so I mean, I'm
allergic to dairy too. That's crazy.
My man.
Hey. Man, he allergic to seafood. That's pretty much.
Sorry.
Lobster. Oh, so like,
Lobster.
What about LA? What should I eat out LA?
Oh,
well,
sushi. Sushi. Flat out sushi.
Sushi.
In my opinion.
Whatever you think. Like, LA is known good for its like.
There's a lot of things.
All of its food.
Go to In-N-Out.
In-N-Out.
Definitely In-N-Out.
If y'all like burgers,
it's burgers.
In-N-Out
that's
is
just
like,
standard. All right, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Sushi's like seafood and stuff. So
yeah,
go to In-N-Out.
In-N-Out is
I'll remember that if I ever fly that way.
Amen.
Animal style.
It's amazing.
So what's your next move musically?
We're working on our next video for Wild Out, and we're working on our album, and then we have our tour with Austin Mahone, so it's going to be awesome.
We're always working, always working on new stuff.
We're also doing this, like, web series with, like, just, like, basically behind the scenes.
I think I saw the tour, right?
Actually, I was watching that last night, We just, we have a new one up today. It's us
got Drake.
Just like us interacting with the crowd and everything.
Cool. Our web series pretty much is us like interacting with the crowd, and it's like behind the scenes, like look at what our daily lives is like, you know, with on the tour,
YouTube.
Interacting.
YouTube.com/WeTheFuture.
YouTube.com/WeTheFuture.
Look, basically all of our media stuff is W3TheFuture. At W3TheFuture.
Social media.
/W3TheFuture. WCTheFuture.com.
Y'all are so full of life. Like, I love it. Like, this, you know what I mean? Like, because a lot, when I was your age, I wanted to be like super cool, so I wouldn't even talk.
Super cool.
I just sit back with my headphones on, but y'all are so full of life. Like, I could see how you guys can be a role model for your generation. You know what
I
mean?
Thank you.
I appreciate that. That means a lot.
Is this something like specifically that y'all wanted to change in your generation or in the culture or just in the world in particular? Like, is it anything?
I mean, like, it sounds corny, but, like...
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing.
It's all right. Like, my personal goal is just, like, inspire people to just, like, love more, I guess. I don't know. Like, you know? Like,
we all have, you know, individual goals in our careers as far as, like, who we want to touch, like, what kind of people. But together, we all met... just being in the studio. And I think that shows how powerful music is. So I think our music, we just kind of want to give a message like how powerful music is and how it could bring us together.
Yeah.
Not trying to sound corny.
Okay.
That's
okay.
You know what I mean?
That's okay.
Music's a universal language.
Yeah.
And so hopefully you guys, like, with your, like, your influence that you're building, I hope that y'all can make a change, man.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You mentioned humility earlier. That's something that this... culture, not just a generation. I'm not that much older than you guys. I'm only 22, so you know, that's something that a lot of us lack. You know what I mean? So I hope that with you guys being in the limelight and being thankful and being humble and gracious, that hopefully you inspire the rest of your friends and we could make a change. All right,
thank you
so much.
Definitely. So what's your guys' favorite sports teams too? I need to
Sports teams as far as what sport?
Well, I'm a faithful Boston fan no matter what it is.
Football.
So. You said boxing?
Boston.
Boston. Oh, I didn't say boxing.
I'm a faithful boxing fan.
Boxing teams?
My favorite boxing team.
The money team.
I'm a faithful Boston fan, so whatever
Filipino.
It is, whatever it is, I'm going with Boston.
Red Sox, Celtics.
Red Sox, Celtics, Patriots, Bruins, everything.
L.A., bro. I'm LA. I'm sorry.
There's no football in
I'm
LA.
I'm sorry. Though, right? Music can bring us together, but sports, we're on some different ground.
I'm not hearing no music except
we're on some different ground.
Redskins over here. Yeah. On the East Coast, Washington, D.C. Yeah.
All right.
You got RG3, best quarterback in the league. Make sure you get that on tape. He will be back, all right?
All right.
Hey, look, 5 years from now, you'll be how old?
I'll be like
21.
21.
Okay. I had to think about that.
That's a big age.
Yeah.
I need
to where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Still working.
Definitely. Having a beard. I'll have a beard by that
time. I'll be
probably
about
the same thing, but like a couple albums in and more facial hair.
Yeah.
And I'll be like 6'2".
Very descriptive.
6'2". I'll be like 6'2".
It'll probably be the same thing for me as DG. I'm just going to have facial hair.
Yeah.
Same thing though.
Well, I don't really grow facial hair, but yeah, I mean, we definitely plan on still like working and a couple albums in. Yeah. Definitely want to keep inspiring, keep motivating.
There's a lot of big surprises down the road too that are gonna be crazy. I mean, you know, there's a lot of big stuff coming.
Definitely go on our own tour, you know.
I can't wait. I'm definitely gonna be paying attention.
Definitely.
To you guys.
Thank you, man.
Close attention.
Thank you.
Very excited. I mean, y'all so full of life, you know what I mean?
Thank you.
I can only imagine how your show is. How you guys prepare for the show?
We were rehearsing like how long?
For like 2 months straight.
For 2 months straight every day.
It's like nonstop.
With Luther Brown, day. George Jones.
And so you guys just show up to practice.
Going
for how long?
It's like a sports team basically.
It's a couple
we show up to practice and we just go how it was like all day.
Our rehearsals were
I think our longest rehearsal was about 6 hours.
Dang.
We do that.
Dancing and all?
Yeah,
dancing, singing.
And when we mess up, like push-ups, sit-ups.
Oh, it's real.
Laps.
It's real.
Laps. Running
shout
laps.
Shout out to Luther Brown. Shout out to Peanut, George Jones. If you mess up, you're doing 20 push-ups.
Not just 20?
It adds up.
Yeah. More than 20.
Yeah.
Oh, and we had to, we use dumbbells as microphones.
Oh, that's.
So we like jump up and down and perform a whole
weights.
Set
yeah.
with
a. Perform with, a 10-minute set with like, with weights instead of.
It helped
to get you
a lot,
ready
though.
For the stage, you know,
because
you get such an adrenaline rush on stage, and you can get really tired like that.
Yeah.
So you know, doing all these exercises gets you in shape.
Gets you in shape, and it gets you ready. You know, stamina.
Definitely. Well, for the people going to the show in DC tonight,
hey,
what can they expect?
They can expect good music.
Yep.
A good show.
Yep.
Yep.
Lots of amazing people.
Yep.
And energy. And
a lot of energy.
A
lot of energy.
That's good. The city loves
a lot of energy.
So. Yeah. Y'all ever heard of Go-Go?
Go-Go.
Go-Go.
I never heard of Go-Go?
No. Like Go-Go, Go-Go?
Nope.
Like,
anybody in here heard of Go-Go?
Like Go-Go, Go-Go? Like that cop?
LA?
Go-Go dances? No. Go-Go? No. Like yogurt?
Hey.
Yogurt.
It's the style of music we do out here. Been doing for like 40 years, high energy, live band, stuff like that. But
I
thought y'all knew about it. Never mind.
Oh, no, that's cool. I'm going to search that.
Yeah, it's all good, though. All right, so last question. Just one word to describe each of you. Just one. Let's start right here.
Oh, man. I can't think of
anything.
You can think of
ones
for each other.
Yeah, that's what I was singing.
All
right. So you guys have words for each other, but not for yourself?
I feel like it's easier.
Okay.
To, like.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. We'll do that.
Let's go.
All right.
Who's gonna do who? Just so we don't. make words. Make
I'll
words.
I'll make a name. All right. For Alex.
So 360.
360.
Yeah.
It's one word, but it's two words, but has a dash in it, so it's one word.
That works.
Hyphen. It's a hyphen.
Foot shuffle.
Foot shuffle.
We need
to. Oh.
All right, now I need a story behind it.
At rehearsal, you know, like, I'm not the best dancer. And.
Would you drag your feet or something?
I just. When I try to dance, I act like I can dance and I'll get like a little shuffle going on. You can see it in our video. In our
it's
vlog.
Literally the funniest thing ever.
You gotta see it. Like, after
he does
this,
the whole like this too.
I get into it because you know these guys are like, you know, especially Edge. He's going off like knowing all the routines and stuff, and I'm like, what the? I don't know what to do. So that's a good one.
So you just shuffle.
Basically, like when I don't know what when shuffles. I'm trying to act like I can dance, I shuffle. But I could keep a two step.
Do what you gotta do.
Ooh. So I could keep a.
All right, I think his shuffle looks really cool.
Cool.
I think it's hilarious.
All right, who am I doing?
360's doing. You're making a name for Edge,
and then I'll make one for you.
All right. So for Edge,
he looks like he got like a sinister look.
Yeah, I'm scared,
like,
yo.
Like yours is not gonna be so good.
I'm a little intimidated.
No, I know. What is it called?
I don't know what you're trying to say.
All right, I'm just. All right, vocals. This guy sings every 20 seconds.
Oh my God, yes.
Bro. I do?
Every you want to know us who seconds. Sing everything?
You know what he also does? You know what he also does?
Harmony.
Any song, he'll always sing a harmony to it.
Harmony.
Any
harmony.
Song.
That's
name,
his name.
Any
harmony.
Song on the radio.
Edge every one in harmony. One,
he will literally come up with a harmony for every line throughout the whole song. If it was,
what
Power Trip by J. Cole, got me up all night, he'll be like,
got me up all night.
Like, the whole way through.
93.9.
What can I say? I dabble a little bit.
A little bit? All right, your turn.
DG.
Oh, I do know what you was going to say.
It took you that long to catch up. Bold. Bold.
Bold.
Bold.
All right.
I say bold because
I appreciate
you know,
that.
You're very confident, and when you do your thing, you know you exaggerate in a good way.
Go.
You know what I'm saying? You heard
so
me.
Bold.
I got
bold,
a good one.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Appreciate
it.
Bold. You know what I'm saying?
Shuffle, like, vocalist, and bold.
Harmonies.
Harmony.
Harmony.
Like, yeah, we'll change the harmony. There we go.
You heard me.
You heard me.
Shouts out to Yo-Yo.
Shouts out.
I can only imagine the show. Seem like y'all. This is corny too, but seems like y'all really love each other. Like y'all are really cool.
I don't even know these dudes.
I don't know them.
No, okay.
Wait, what's your real name?
God, awkward. Never mind.
Yeah, like these are my brothers
this,
right here.
Yeah, like after this, we're all.
You gonna unfollow them on Twitter?
Yeah,
Instagram and all that.
I just, you know, we don't really talk. Like
you know,
that.
I just
we're not cool like that. It's
nah,
just,
but for real, these are my brothers right here.
I can tell. Yeah. That's what you need. That chemistry is going to take you a long way.
Yeah.
I
promise.
Yeah.
So really thank quick, you. Twitter, Instagram, plug it all, websites, everything.
Ladies Twitter. And gentlemen, our Twitter is W3TheFuture, at W3TheFuture. Same thing for Instagram. Hey. And DG, you want to go?
What's up? Our YouTube channel is /
or forward.
Or,
what's
or
up?
Edgewon.
Our YouTube channel is / W3TheFuture, and our Facebook is
W3TheFuture.
W3TheFuture.
Yes, sir.
If you want our individual ones, you can go to our Twitter.
And it'll be in the bio.
And it'll be in the bio.
Okay.
Right.
It's a lot of research, but you'll find it.
Perfect.
Do your homework. Stay in school.
Performing live tonight, America's Most Wanted Tour, Verizon Center.
We the future.
We the future.
MCMB.